Paul, I'm sorry we had to terminate our discussion so abruptly, but you understand when duty calls, one must answer. I did want to tell you, maybe in a way repetitiously, what my thoughts are on the whole subject of extending the stuff you were talking about beyond the realm of what you yourself defined with great care and precision. Once you establish what I call them the blocks are that you're building with, and I think of it seriously as pretty much the same as your nice little John Paul playing with blocks, which I'm sure he does. You have a set of blocks. Those are the ones you're playing with, and you can learn a lot about how to play with them, what can be done, what can't be done. You learn the basic facts of physics connected with them. If you put one on top of the other and you don't put it in the right place, it'll fall off, and so on. Same is true for what you're doing. When you start, and say, with great care and precision, you have a set of particles, you have certain forces that act on them, you have certain forces that they exert on each other. Once you lay all this out, those are your blocks, then you can move them around and make marvelous structures and combinations with those ingredients. Now, if you go one step beyond that and say, okay, I've done all that and it's all very clear, partial derivatives of generalized, with respect to generalized coordinates and so on, that's great. Now you go beyond that because somebody out there is saying things in using some of the same words you've been using, like generalized force and generalized coordinates and all that, but combining them in ways that you haven't yet combined them. And he's doing that because he ignores the fact, and you shouldn't let him get away with it, that he's working with a new set of, expanded set of blocks, but he won't even tell you what they are. And all of a sudden, making statements that you can't possibly verify, check on, prove, because you've switched the ingredients of the discussion. That's where I ended up when I tried to do exactly what you are trying to do now. I had been through all the physics classes and I'd read all the books about what force is, a gradient of potential energy, and in the end, because I couldn't make any sense of it, just plain dropped it and said, I'll define my own ingredients and then draw my own conclusions, consequences, and some of those will look very much like what the other folks are doing, and that's fine, but I'm not going to go along and try to prove something with ingredients that they don't tell me about and that I don't have. So it's all much more restrictive than what you find in the books. I'll be the first to say that, and I'm not ashamed of it. I'm glad that it's that way. For instance, give you one example, this whole business about potential energy being something you get by integrating to infinity, you must have run into that nonsense. Well, maybe it's not nonsense, but in my context, there wasn't anything to integrate to any infinity, and I can show that this might be something that would make sense in very simple stripped-down cases, like with a single particle moving on a straight line or something. But that's it. Well, I hope you see what I've got in mind here. And if it isn't enough or if it doesn't make any sense to you, we can certainly come back to it. I'll be glad to talk to you about it all again. And all we have to do is find a mutually convenient time, which is difficult now that you're back in school and all that. But we can always try. So when the itch gets bad enough, call me up and we'll try to scratch it together. Bye-bye.